Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
April 11th, 2021. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast, Night After Night, where we cover two nights of WrestleMania in a row. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Raj Giri and Matt Morgan. The three of us, the crew, back together again to talk about the second night of WrestleMania. Matt, are you pleased with the outcomes of both nights?
Yes. Yes, I am. I like
a lot of great stuff. A lot of great stuff. Raj, how you feeling? How many drinks you had tonight?
Not so far, but wow. I'm about to crack a couple open after this. But man, I think two nights of WrestleMania is the way to go. You know, like the matches had time to breathe. It was paced perfectly. I just think they should do this every year. It's not like 1 8-hour stretch. It's two easily manageable nights, and they went by fast, I thought.
It was very smooth. It was a very smooth production. Matt, I think we said it both needed to happen. Both Bianca and Rhea won their respective championship matches.
Yep.
Like we willed that into existence.
I just didn't see how it couldn't happen. You know?
Yeah. Well, there was some unpredictable stuff. I don't think anyone thought Sheamus was going to win tonight.
That was awesome. Yeah,
that was good. But on the first night, because I had my fundraiser last night,
so
WrestleMania night one this morning, and dude, I cried. I cried before Bianca and Sasha locked up. That was freaking huge. Just so emotional. And then the fact that those two girls carried that match out and executed what they did with their emotions. You could see Sasha biting her inner cheek, which is what we all do when we're trying to stay in character and either not laugh or, in her case, cry. Dude, I just got to really quickly say, holy shit, that match was just the best. That was my favorite match by far.
Yeah. Same. You talk about making the right choice. I mean, that was unbelievable. And that was, I watched that with my daughters, and that was the first time they've watched a match in at least a year. And for them to be watching it with me, and they got so into it, and they were so into Bianca. Bianca just has that likable, lovable personality. Like, she's impossible to boo. And they were just so into it. And watching it with them, I don't know, it was just, I was kind of like with you. I got teary-eyed. I got teary-eyed at the beginning of the show with the fans and all of them out there. It was an amazing weekend.
As a dad, I'm not trying to be corny here, but like as a dad, where you're sitting there, like, now there's a woman, or that there's an athlete that I'd be proud for my daughters to look up to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
How long is it? I can't even. We have some great wrestlers, we do, in today's generation and stuff, but there's something about Bianca, man, that if Jackson was able to process that and really pick it up as to that immediately. I'd want posters in his room and things of that nature of her. And I don't know. It's very rare to have that.
Yeah, and she's cool. And
she's it.
And the stuff she was doing, when she bench pressed Sasha and walked up the steps,
Dude, how did I not even? I probably should have led with that. Holy shit. I couldn't believe that. I was telling Larissa, I was like, hon, I couldn't do that to you.
Right. Yeah. I was like, I couldn't do that to my kids.
Yeah. Holy crap.
She is a superstar. Are Wheaties still a thing? Get her on a box.
No kidding.
This is not hype. Like, we're not overhyping this. This is very where it should be. Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. But Sasha last night, Sasha looked like the biggest superstar in all of wrestling, which makes Bianca's victory even sweeter that she got that moment. She got that win and that victory.
I tweeted it out. I feel like Sasha is almost like this generation's Ric Flair in a lot of ways, in that she brings her opponents up like she did it with Carmella. You know, the stuff with Bayley, Asuka.
Yep.
She just elevates everyone. And
she does.
She's awesome.
Oh, dude, what about the hair whip? Holy crap. Did you hear that?
You see her scar, yes, or that bruise she had from it.
Oof.
Yeah. That it was great, man. And it was tough tonight getting back into it, because by the time we turned it on and we were ready to go, it was like, okay, last night was so good.
Yeah.
How are they going to not top that? How are they going to equal that? And I think, man, that Fiend Orton match was a rough start tonight.
It was, but... I did like tonight, though, for what it's worth. I got my WrestleMania feel, mm-hmm. You know, and the fans have a lot to do with that. The main event more than delivered, I thought, tonight. Some people, you can't send fans home without a babyface finish on WrestleMania. I was like, this year, you're going to get it. You have to get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You put all that faith into Roman Reigns, all that real estate into Roman Reigns. He's crushed this character of his. I'm sorry, but he has.
Yep.
And double stacking them at the end, I just...
that was awesome.
That was the way to go out. That was the way to do it, man.
It's going to mess up my DraftKings pick of who's going to eat the pin tonight or tap out. I wonder how that's going to affect my standing.
Yeah, no, Roman, I mean, they made him look like a boss. I mean, I thought night one was, you know, far superior. Night one was almost like, not to sound corny, but it was like magical.
It was.
You know what I mean?
No, it was.
And night two was good, but I felt like it had such, you know, a high standard to reach. And it might not have, but it was still a really good night. And as a wrestling fan, you can't complain. It was that main event was awesome. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn was great. Rhea Ripley getting the win. It was
awesome.
Great stuff.
I'm so excited for that. But like, look at it this way. We're about to cover night two. We got to pretend night one somehow didn't happen. And if you look if you look at it that way, I'm being serious,
right,
and you look at just night two, I felt this was a very good WrestleMania. I really do. Okay, maybe not so much Fiend and Orton, fine, but everything else I did.
Yeah 100%.
It was cool, man. So we got a lot to dive into tonight. We want to get to your super chats. We want to get your feedback. We want to get your feelings. We want to know what you think about Roman triumphantly winning tonight, about Rhea winning, even about, you know, Bianca winning last night, kind of how you're feeling about the weekend as a whole. I think we're all in agreement that two-night WrestleMania is the way to go going forward. And
yes,
people are noting that next year was announced is April 2022, but they didn't set an exact date, meaning that it could very well be two nights next year as well.
It will be, I think.
Yeah, I agree. They originally had announced a date. And then, like on the commercials, they weren't showing it. So it looks like it's in flux.
Yeah. And there's so much they can do between TakeOver, between all of that. I mean, it's an event destination. Next year when travel is back fully, it's just going to be huge. People are going to want to do it. I want a week-long WrestleMania, like a real WrestleMania week, or at least five days.
Yeah.
And with NXT putting out that pay-per-view like they did, like, I would pay every penny. You get all your money worth getting out there and being in town to be able to catch all of that stuff, from NXT TakeOver to the two nights of Mania that they're going to do. They're definitely going to be doing two nights of Mania, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick, let's get some of these super chats. Sacred Monkey Bone with the $5 super chat. Roman, Lashley, Cross. Well, this is a good point. Walter, Rhea, Bianca, Raquel. Most believable champions ever.
How do you argue that? I agree with him, actually.
Yeah, there's no joke champions. They're all like legit badasses.
Dominating badasses, plus an amazing babyface in Bianca.
Yeah.
And add to that, you know, Sheamus, even Apollo, and even the women's tag champs. I feel like there's no dispute.
Right. None of them look like a joke.
No.
Maybe the men's tag
like a Miz. No offense to the Miz.
SmackDown.
But you know what I mean.
You're right.
Maybe the men's tag champs are a little.
We need rude?
On Raw now it's Omos and AJ. Yeah. But we need to boost those divisions back up. No, because if you don't have good competition, how can you be a dominant champion? If you're the only serious competitor.
So real quick, let's get into this. We got to get into this show because we're going to be here for 5 hours.
But real quick, let's get these other super chats real quick.
Roger's like, real quick, we got to get
these. Leah Moore is saying, did Matt wince at the Bianca hair to the ribs?
Did I wince?
Yeah.
No, but I popped huge for the noise it made. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
That was great.
Our friend Jack Scallon saying, after the last year, this mania is what we needed to remember that energy. And Matt, saw your vids. You didn't lose a step. You'd still kill it.
Thank you, brother.
How'd that go, Matt? I didn't watch the match yet. I didn't watch the clips. How was it last night?
Of course you did. We just slipped on a banana peel and raised over $85,000 for people.
Amazing.
Nice.
About to die to opioid addiction. No big deal, Glenn.
Well, you know, I thought we wanted to get on with the show. Let's take a time out and put Matt Morgan over.
Right. Not Matt Morgan, our event. I know. But
speaking of which, where can people contribute to that again? Let's plug that.
They can. It's over with.
You still can't donate online?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Damn it, Glenn, catch up. Jeff Lucchini saying, acknowledge him. And John Jordan saying, could nitpick night two, but fantastic weekend that made me and my kids smile. Happy for the performers and brought hope for normalcy soon. Much love all. Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah.
Justin Lopez, who was there, saying, night one was better. I was shocked how many people booed Roman. I was the only one in my section cheering.
Right? If everybody chanting no at Daniel Bryan, there should have been more. No offense. I love Daniel Bryan. I do.
I was surprised at his reaction.
Yeah.
I thought Roman would get more pops. I did.
Daniel Bryan was about to get booed, and then he started doing the yes chant at the beginning of the intro. So that, I've never seen that before. That was kind of weird. Edge had the biggest babyface reaction of all of them.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Robert Sadoff saying, Roman stacking Edge, Bryan on top of each other was the perfect ending, exactly how it needed to happen.
Yep. Can't very good. That.
Michael Sachs Jr., he wants to know, Matt, your thoughts on Bad Bunny.
What do I say? He pulled it off. He did.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
He really was awesome. You got to give him his props.
Yeah, he's a super fan. That was the greatest performance I've seen from a celebrity. Shout out to Bad Bunny. And Clap Talk saying, night one, great. Night two, meh. Save us, Brock. Oh, man. If Brock comes back. And then finally,
all I'm going to say is I will put my supervisor of elections here in Seminole County, Chris Anderson's performance, over Bad Bunny's. Go on my Facebook page, folks. Wow. This dude threw an amazing rock bottom. That's all he had to do.
All right. S-Ben saying, why do Asuka 0-4 and Sasha 0-6 have no Mania wins?
Come on, dude. Get out of here. I'm not even going to answer that. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Sure. Sasha prefers what happened last night as opposed to getting a win on, you know, the pre-show or something. And finally, Jim Viviana saying, what's next for a few biggies like Roman, Edge, and The Fiend?
For who?
Roman, Edge, and The Fiend.
Jerk saying I don't really care?
Well, with the Roman and Edge, I think you can go one-on-one with The Fiend. We'll talk about where The Fiend is a big one. But quickly, Grant Yanny saying, 2 3.5-hour shows so much better, less exhausting than 1 7-hour.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And our man Krana Shah saying, can't wait for the 24 documentary and all of this. Tomorrow back to Thunderdome. Glad Roman retained. Matt, nice picks fizz last night. Much love, guys. So, Matt, you want to get on talking about the show? Let's talk about Randy Orton versus The Fiend.
That's not. How'd you feel?
Great theatrics at the beginning, right? Cool intro. Yeah. I was about to tweet, wow, The Fiend is cool again. And then the match quickly went south. I was like, this is not cool. So he came out. I mean, he is not burned anymore. He came out of a big Jack in the Box. Alexa was there. Alexa distracted him and had like black liquid streaming down her face. Randy got a win. This wasn't really much of a match, and I'm not sure what the story is they're telling here. This was a missed opportunity, I think.
They had the red lighting back, which just sucked. Everything about this just sucked. I like the entrance. The theme looked cool coming out. Yeah. And then once that bell rang,
I don't know, man. They've hurt again. They've managed to hurt the Fiend again.
Yeah.
I mean, this was
it's weird.
The Fiend is he unbookable now, you think?
They got to do something. They got to reboot this tomorrow night. Or
they had their chance to reboot it when he died. Remember?
Alexa Bliss beat Randy Orton at the last pay-per-view. And the Fiend got, you know, and he got beat. So
I don't get it, man.
It sucks. It sucks. I loved the Fiend. I really did. I loved everything about it until this crap all started happening.
And Bray looked good tonight. He looked in better shape. You could really tell that he's improved himself when they took all the layers off. In fact, so much so, people were speculating online saying, is that Bo Dallas? Is they going to do some switcheroo thing? I mean, Bray looked good, but to get beaten like that tonight was just...
That would have been interesting. I actually would have liked that.
Yeah, this should have been a cinematic match. I mean, I know they didn't want to do one in front of a crowd, but this was a waste.
He got beat by Alexa Bliss. So the Fiend is indestructible outside. He gets dropped on his back on the table, and he's fine. But he gets distracted by Alexa oozing Yoo-hoo and then an RKO, and that's it.
Yeah, that's
it. That's what happened.
I don't know. So Randy
and remember, he took 30 curb stomps from Seth Rollins at one point in one match.
Yeah. And a mallet and some other stuff, I'm pretty sure. Yes.
Yeah. No, this kind of sucked.
Really quick, he was also lit on fire and came back from death. Don't leave that out.
I mean, and then the audience was, even when Alexa had the ooze incident, the audience was into it.
Yeah, they were holy shit.
Yeah, we were getting that. And then they just completely neutered that match just by cutting to the end that way. I don't get it.
They crapped all over it by the end. You're seeing firsthand what fans really think of it, and they thought it sucked at the end.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, we'll see what happens. Let's talk about the women's tag match for the tag team titles. Natalya and Tamina Snuka versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Nia and Shayna retaining. But Matt, what did you think of the match and Natalya and Tamina getting this opportunity?
So I was telling Larissa tonight, I was like, okay. She's like, those two are never on TV, really. Why are they getting this champion? You keep telling about how great these NXT women are. I was like, okay, technically, yes, this would be a good opportunity for NXT girls to get up there and do something and win those titles. I think they'd put more life into it, but nonetheless, whatever. Because size-wise, I said, this is actually a pretty good matchup.
Yeah.
When you just look at them size-wise and style-wise, these two tag teams are a pretty good matchup. But it wasn't to be, you know. I think these titles are meaningless.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like they've been meaningless since Sasha and Bayley lost them.
No.
Like, they made them. They made those titles, and they never got the chance to, I don't know, get another team over.
Maybe now.
Yeah, maybe. But, it's one of those things that, just personally, I love seeing Natalya getting this opportunity to have a match at WrestleMania. And just for my own personal reasons, I thought it was great seeing that. And Tamina, they busted their asses. But
same for her.
Yeah. The match itself was what it was. It wasn't great or anything. But, something about them getting rewarded in a way.
Yes.
It's cool to see.
Yep.
Yeah, man. It was very strange. And I think they could have built Natalya and Tamina a little more dominant. They gave them a little bit of a hotshot opportunity in the week up to this. But they could Matt, to your point, they really could have built them a serious competition if they would have done it right. You know? And I feel like they just completely missed out on that opportunity.
You pretty much had one day of build because they became the number one contenders yesterday. So it's like there was never a chance to have that story, so it's hard for people to care. And, yeah. Man, Natalya, I mean, she put a sharpshooter on Nia. I mean,
that was cool.
You know, although it was cool.
Nia wasn't the legal competitor in the match, which was a little strange. Well, but I like that with Shayna going into her submission. Like, it was good. There was some good stuff there. Hey, let's take a quick moment to thank the sponsor of this episode, the first sponsor of this episode, which is Keeps. Raj, I know you use Keeps, and I think the proof is in the pudding, because 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35. Raj Giri is in his mid-40s, and look at that head of hair. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness, not Raj Giri. And there are only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers both. Raj, talk about your experience with Keeps and hair loss, why you tried it, what you love about it, and why you think our audience should try Keeps.
I mean, I'm a pretty vain bastard. So like 4 or 5 years ago, I saw my hair starting to thin. I was like, you know, can't have that. I don't have one of those heads that's good shaved. So I had to fix that. So yeah, I've been using Keeps for, it's been like 4 or 5 years. Use it every day. And so, yeah, once they were a sponsor, I was like, oh, hell yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than getting a sponsor that that you use.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've been using Keeps for a long time. They're awesome. And it works. I mean, again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. They offer convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months, so you don't have to leave your house, which is great still. Yeah. It's low cost. Treatment starts just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions. It's discreet packaging, proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and prevention is key. Treatment can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so hey, act fast. And guys, here's the thing. You might be thinking, oh, bald head, I look cool. You might look more like Michael Chiklis than Michael Jordan, and you don't want to take that risk. Keep your hair. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/INC to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com, keeps.com/INC to get your first month free. keeps.com/INC. And hey, we thank them for sponsoring the Wrestling King podcast and keeping Raj with that luxurious head of hair there.
Thank you.
That was not very nice, Glenn. You bullying men into buying this and scaring them. You just scared all these poor guys that if they shave their head bald, they're going to look like Michael Chiklis.
I'm telling you, don't think. Oh,
Michael Chiklis looks good, though.
Does he?
He's the guy from. I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to look like George Costanza, gentlemen. Like, you're not as cool as you think.
At that point. You have to.
Yeah, you got to. Or you can get Keeps, and you can just sidestep this entirely. And Matt, we've talked about it. People think things about you when you've got a shaved head. It's very hard to pull that off. People think, oh, that looks cool. Dwayne Johnson can pull that off. You cannot. So get Keeps.
Shawn Michaels can't.
Yeah.
Some people can. Some people can't.
Ace19, $5, saying that video of Sasha smiling for Bianca was everything. I'm glad she won, and also hi. Thank you, Ace. So we saw that video, that fan shot last night. You could see Sasha containing her joy after that match was over, even though she lost.
That was such a cool moment.
Absolutely. Klop Talk saying Edge pinned Bryan. It's a conspiracy. He won. I'm sure Friday, that's what's going to lead to the Roman Edge rematch at WrestleMania Backlash. If we put WrestleMania in front of every pay-per-view, it sounds bigger.
It does. I mean, he does have a legit point. He technically did pin Bryan.
No, the only time it's considered a real pin, the only time they'll consider that pin when your back is on your opponent or your hand is draped over their chest, let's say, is when you're by yourself and it's just you and that opponent. Mm. If there's somebody on top of you, chest to your chest, that is the pinner, the better pin, the more qualified pin.
The official.
Because I used to do this all the time in my handicap matches. And I used to ask this question to Cornette.
Yeah.
Well, technically, can't this guy underneath me technically say, like, he's the winner? And he's like, no, because you're the one in the domineering position showing the pin.
We need a sound effect and some flashing lights, Raj, because Michael Menezes, with a $100 super chat, saying, hey, Wrestling Inc.
Super chat.
Thanks, Raj, Matt, and Glenn, for all the great podcasts. Hope everyone had a good WrestleMania 37 weekend. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael, are you drinking? Holy mackerel.
Pop another one.
$100. Good Lord.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll leave that on screen. Michael gets the recognition.
John Cena's bald spot.
Michael, thank you. Michael, thank you.
John Cena's bald spot saying, WWE sent fans home happy yesterday. No reason to do it two nights in a row. Also, whether Edge or Bryan won, neither of those happy wins could have topped Bianca. Another reason why it made sense to have Roman win. I agree. You had Triple H beat The Rock, which made no sense that one year at WrestleMania. That one sucked. Actually, Rock should have won that in that four-way. Brock beat Roman. I mean, they've had heels win before. The Miz beat John Cena. There's no guarantee that the babyface wins. Brett Murphy saying, incredible on both nights. Just want to give a big condolences to Shotzi for her father passing. Right. And yeah, absolutely. It's Z saying, SmackDown definitely won WrestleMania with builds and deliveries to all their matches on both days. Pump for Mania in Texas. It'll be my first. Hope to see the Wrestling Inc. crew there. We've got to be there. Next year is our 25th anniversary.
Wow. Got to
be there. Yeah.
Glenn, does Shotzi watch our show? You're friends with her, right?
I'm friends with someone who does a podcast with Shotzi. I do not believe she watches our podcast, though.
Damn. Ozzy Muhammad saying, where does Edge go from here? I think just back to Roman. That's not over yet.
Yeah.
There's some more. There's some cool layers here still for Roman and Edge. Yeah.
Yeah. Captain Thunder saying, I love watching this podcast nude. That's a first. And finally, Matthew Dunn saying, hi from Ireland. Almost 5 a.m. here. Long time. First time. Still in lockdown since December. Can you wish my son, Kyle, a happy second birthday? Oh. He loves you guys. Happy birthday, Kyle.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Happy second birthday.
It's all downhill from here.
Leonza Duncan saying, Raj, I don't know what you watch. The fans was definitely into it, from the cool entrance to even the Alexa Black Goo stuff. That crappy ending was
good. They weren't. Yeah. That's all he said. That's all Raj. That's all you said, Raj.
Yeah. And thank you, Peter Bahi, for the $2 super sticker.
Which we can't see on StreamYard.
Yeah, you can't see on StreamYard. And, sorry, there's one more. Dr.
Greedy.
Sillerspree. KO versus Sammy was match of the night for me, but also loved the main event. Loved both nights, though stuck with the two nights. Loves Seth's new theme, too.
Yeah.
We'll get into that match, but I love that match too.
Peter Bahi wants to know, when's the next time we're getting fans back? I'm going to guess SummerSlam.
It's looking like August, yeah. So they got the next two pay-per-views booked. It's in the Thunderdome. So
there you go.
May and June is the Thunderdome.
And then in the summer, they'll be beyond Thunderdome.
We got two UFCs now. They sold out almost instantly. They're both indoors. One's in Florida, one's in Texas. And once one goes, I think, the others kind of will follow suit. Yeah.
Sami Zayn with Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens. KO getting the win here, and Logan Paul trying to align with KO and then getting stunned at the end there. Matt, though, what'd you think? Sami versus Kevin, WrestleMania. It happened. They had their match.
It was a fantastic match. It got one of my favorite matches on both nights, honestly. One of them.
Yeah. They're so good. And I think that's the thing. Yeah. I think... maybe isn't the hottest storyline that they've been in, but they really
delivered. I was okay with that.
I mean, I'm not that familiar with Logan Paul, so I was kind
of
curious.
None of us are.
Yeah.
We're not the demo, dude. For a second, I thought he was that guy that streamed Fortnite, and I realized I was confusing him with Ninja.
Well, his brother is the one that's the big boxer, right? He's the one fighting Ben Askren.
So, celebrity boxer, right?
Well, he knocked it. He was on that Tyson undercard. He knocked some guy out. Like, that was
Nate Robinson, a basketball player. It was a celebrity boxing match.
Yeah. But he's been challenging Conor McGregor. Like, he's been the one getting all the attention. So I have no idea who this guy is outside that his brother's famous. Yeah. But so I was curious what the crowd reaction was going to be like. And he was booed, soundly. And they treated him like the heel.
Yeah. I mean, this was a good match, though. Good for Sami Zayn and Kevin getting their big Mania moment together. I think this
match was great.
This will not be the last time these guys have a match at WrestleMania.
That's I felt like this match got the show back on course. Like, it, after The Fiend and, I thought this match was where the show started feeling hot again.
Yeah. It's tough for these guys to have a bad match.
Oh, they can't.
This really exceeded my expectations. The United States title match between Sheamus and Riddle. And thought Sheamus looked great and loved that he got the win here. And he's the new United States champion.
This is just a reward for him working hard and being a company dude. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything. I don't think he's going to hold on to it for some great length of time or something. I'm happy for him personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they did that backstage segment with Riddle and Hogan and Bischoff. And I mean, they just make Riddle so completely unlikable to me. But he got a decent reaction from the crowd.
How many of these fans were overseas fans? Not many, because they're in lockdown, right?
Right. This is all local fans for the most part.
That was all American fans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the most part, yeah. I'm sure there might have been some people here and there. But it's not like previous WrestleMania crowds. Both nights were sold out at over 25,000, but it's pretty much all local. And so that's why, I mean, when people are saying they were surprised Roman got booed, this crowd, they towed the company in line. They weren't doing anything necessarily rebellious or anything. They were kind of going with what they were supposed to.
You don't think any of that was sweetened to get Roman that reaction?
I think Hulk, you can kind of tell. They when the boos came in, all of a sudden there was just this unnatural noise. Outside of that, I don't think so, no.
Sheamus looked good. Good for him getting a victory and being champ. But I could see this ping-ponging back to Riddle tomorrow night or at Backlash.
Sheamus has busted his ass this year.
I agree.
You know, I think he should have it for a little bit.
I agree. I don't know what Riddle's character is. We talk about this every podcast. I don't think this is getting over with anyone. Like, I don't see the long-term storytelling here.
Now they have birds flying out when he comes out. Like, they're doing everything possible to make me irritated as shit with this gimmick.
Yeah, it's weird, man. A couple super chats. Dion, Australian $5, saying, I've been rating the swear jar this WrestleMania weekend, donating money to wrestling streams I enjoy. Thank you, Raj, Glenn, and Matt. Thank you, Dion. It's very nice of you. We got Zach Paxton, $4.99. While I've been drinking and not putting $100 towards a super chat, as an Auburn football fan, I've learned Apollo Crews went to Auburn and turned heel. So there you go.
There you go.
And Julian Herrera, $10, saying this main event is a perfect example that you should never give up on your dreams. Edge forced to retire. Daniel forced to retire. Roman beat leukemia. All three of them main eventing WrestleMania.
That is true.
Wow. How has that not been said yet? Right. Holy crap.
That is pretty amazing. Yeah.
John Cena's
bald spot, $5, pointing out that we've had passing of the torch moments in WrestleMania or WWE before. But then we had our first passing of the joint moment between RVD and Riddle, LOL.
I honestly think Riddle is even too corny for RVD to even try to hang out with.
RVD made him cooler. But, you know,
I think RVD would want nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackson Callens, hey man, saying lots of Logan Paul haters. His brother is an idiot. Jake, Logan is a boxer fighting Mayweather, but he has huge success in podcasts. I think that goes to show, though, that audience doesn't necessarily translate to live events. It was the same thing like when Ninja was on The Masked Singer. A lot of people are like, who? It's just not a crossover demo, you know?
Who's Ninja?
Ninja, he's a big Fortnite video game streamer. He makes like $20 million a year streaming Fortnite, basically.
Yeah, as far as celebrities, that would make a difference today. I think it's Conor McGregor would do it. But outside of that, I don't see... They're all too niche like that.
There's a very minor curiosity about how they'll do in the ring once it's time for them to wrestle, right? But I don't think ever enough to draw a house unless it's, like you said, a Conor.
Right. Like Bad Bunny, it got some attention and they got good YouTube views. There was no reason that they shouldn't have used him because he, you know, sold a ton of merch and also got YouTube views, but he didn't change business. It wasn't like a Mike Tyson thing. And the only person I could see being that Mike Tyson kind of effect is Conor.
Conor and Rousey before that. Rousey, I thought.
Rousey.
King Rail, $10. Hey, man. Late to the show. But do you guys think Bray is starting to get that Finn vibe, pretty much hit his ceiling? Also, Sammy dancing was the highlight of WrestleMania for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard to argue, isn't it? What do you do with this guy next?
They botched this Bray return so badly.
He jumped a shark and then got beat after an RKO. And yeah, I mean, I go back and I say this all the time, but you go back to that SummerSlam when he wrestled Finn Balor when he debuted. No red lighting. He was just a guy with a crazy costume and he was awesome. And I think they've just killed his gimmick. Sucks.
They did.
Yeah. We shall see. So let's talk about the Nigerian drum fight for the Intercontinental Championship. Apollo Crews versus Big E. And Dabakato interfered in this match. We haven't seen him in a long time. I guess he's not Dabakato anymore, though.
Yeah, he's that man.
They're calling him that man, this big man. We're not supposed to know who that was.
Oh, got it.
Even though it's only been like, what, 5 months since we saw him on Raw?
We saw a lot of them.
Yeah. He got destroyed by Braun on a match on Raw. So WWE had trademark for Colonel Aziz, so I'm assuming that's his new name.
Oh, this is going in some potentially uncomfortable directions.
Nigerian drum match. There wasn't like a drum at all.
There were drums on the side of the ring.
Were there? I saw the big gong, but I didn't see any drums.
Yeah, there was like 5 drums lined up right next to it.
And they never used it.
No, they do not. Yeah.
It was basically a no DQ match. But you know what? If you're going to beat Big E, this is the good way to do it. You have someone interfere. Introduce a new character. It protects Big E. You have Big E go on to Roman Reigns because, you know, Roman needs new challengers. And Big E, he's the guy.
Yeah. Could have been cool, though. I mean, if you got the audience banging on stuff, even their seats, that would have been a spectacle. Remember, like a Woodstock 99, Kid Rock told everyone to start throwing garbage, and there was like him playing, and you saw like all the stuff flying in the air. Like, I think they missed out on an opportunity to get the audience really hyped during this match. And it was a good match, but it just could have been more. The gimmick.
He's a heel. He's a heel, though. You wouldn't want a heel doing that, Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big E would be the one to.
If Big E did it.
Right.
Yeah. I just felt it could use some more energy. It was a good match though overall. And I think this is a good way for Big E to lose the match, to lose the title. Maybe he gets to move on to bigger and better things if he loses the rematch. And then he can go for the Universal Championship against Roman after Roman and Edge reaches its natural conclusion.
I mean, who else is there? I'm sure they'll go to Edge first. And then once you're done with Edge, there's really no one else. I mean, Cesaro, I guess there, but
Jacob Manley, $5, says, are they setting up Riddle versus Lashley?
What?
I mean, Riddle destroyed Lashley the last time they had a match.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Wait, I mean, Riddle destroyed Lashley?
Or no, Lashley destroyed Riddle. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Been a long weekend, folks.
Yeah, they clearly see them on very different levels.
Yeah.
I mean, just anytime you saw them together and you saw Lashley just destroy. Yeah, no. I can't argue with it at all. No.
What, Matt? You don't want Matt Riddle pitching the Hurt Business with his business ideas some more? I think
I want him just to go away. I don't. it just sucks because I like his style in the ring.
In the ring, he's great.
I love it. I just don't like the damn character.
His match with Sheamus was really good. I mean, there were a couple botched spots at the end, but they still came through and it was really good.
Chris Pantaleo, $1.99, saying, what will Daniel Bryan three-way his way into next?
There's a lot of ways to go in that one. I'll leave it.
Yeah. Eric Z saying, when Roman pinned both Edge and Daniel Bryan, Edge was on top of DB. Shouldn't Edge be champion? This is what everyone's going to be talking about after tonight.
A lot of people bringing that
answered,
up.
I just answered this question for the chat room. Pay attention, please.
Yes.
So we're going to talk... But this is good. We all agree Apollo is Intercontinental Champion. This is good career trajectory, even though he didn't get a clean win.
Yeah. Provide 24/7 saying, damn, was worried that after the Bobby match, Hakeem, the Dream was going to come out, or after Bianca match, Vince was going to come out rapping. All right. And Brian Cyrus saying, why can't WWE do what they did with NXT TakeOver with fans for the foreseeable future? Offer free tickets and have fans. It makes the show so much better, if not for every show, at least for pay-per-views.
Because they're going to be going back. just in, you know, 2 months, they'll be back.
Yeah, it's a stopgap measure, but I mean, I see what you mean. Like, you have some fans, and then the screens above, but
yeah,
the configuration they have isn't set for that right now. So hopefully, yeah, this is, hopefully by August, we'll start having fans back. And then finally, Joshua Taylor is saying, are we going to finally get Brock versus Lashley?
That is big box office right there. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be great for Backlash. I wonder if they'll save that for SummerSlam, though. Yeah. It depends on the schedule.
Yeah, that's a WrestleMania match to me.
Hey, let's thank the second sponsor of this episode, which is HelloFresh. HelloFresh gives you fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. We're so glad they're sponsoring the Wrestling Gang podcast. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking it, get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. I love it because it takes the guesswork out. They have over 23 different recipes each week featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients, so you never get bored and you never have to have that idea of, what can I make for dinner with the ingredients I have? Because HelloFresh sends you everything that you need and really puts the fun and convenience back into eating well, eating fresh made meals each night. Raj, you've been using HelloFresh for a while now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we just made, there was this burger dish we just made like a week ago from HelloFresh with potatoes in it. I mean, I have not had a dish where I was like, I don't want that again. Like, every dish has been amazing. So we've been using it for a while. It just makes cooking so much easier. Especially, you know, you have wrestling on 4 nights a week, 5 nights a week now starting next week. It helps cut down the cooking time. You get fresh meals for the whole family, and it tastes delicious.
I'm telling you, if you want to eat better, if you feel like, you know, you're loading up on too much junk food, you want to go back to having good old-fashioned home-cooked meals that are actually good for you, made with fresh ingredients, HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need with customizable orders every week. You can easily change your delivery days, your food preferences, and you can skip a week whenever you need it. So hey, if it's a week when you know you're not going to be home as much, you're going to be out, just take a week off, no big deal. And they offer Easy Eats, which have tons of quick and easy meal solutions, 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for anyone's busy schedule. And hey, we are so glad to have them as a sponsor. Here's what we want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/INC10. That's INC10 and use that code INC10 for 10 free meals. And that includes free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/INC10. Use that code INC10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. And HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. It's number one, the official meal kit sponsor of the Wrestling podcast. We thank them for all their support over the years. Urge you to check them out and let us know what you think. And we thank HelloFresh for sponsoring our WrestleMania coverage tonight. Matt, we willed this into existence. Rhea Ripley defeated Asuka tonight clean for the Raw Women's Championship.
Go ahead. Yeah, there was no argument for this. I'm sorry. Issa thought, there's no way both, you know, girls, both of the young girls would win, right?
Yeah.
That's the only argument against this I've heard. I mean, but then again, I'm not out there talking to wrestling fans every day about WrestleMania and their predictions. So maybe there's millions of others that thought the same thing. We see what they think of Asuka ultimately. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but they do not see her, even though she's probably the best. If you really break it down, she's the top easily top five, top four talent on all of that, all those shows, if you, her wrestling, okay? But they don't see her that way. They do not see her as a Charlotte Flair level, a Sasha level, even a Bayley level. They don't. She is the person that they will build back up just to put somebody else over. That's her role. And this was incredibly predictable. In a good way. I was ecstatic about this, that Rhea Ripley finally gets her just due.
Yeah, I thought this and the Bad Bunny matches were the two most predictable in a way, because it makes no sense to not have Rhea win. If she lost, it would have buried her. Like, she lost last year, if she lost again, it would have buried her.
Her look is awesome. It's different again. She changed her look up.
It's in meaner, great shape.
Oh my God, her back muscles are ridiculous, dude. Yeah. She is just seriously in the female form. She needs to be booked like a monster because she is just a beast in that ring. I love watching her. All her stuff looks so legit, so real. And you know you're watching a legitimate, bona fide athlete. Mm-hmm.
She was awesome. You know what I mean? The one negative, I'll say, that live performance that for her entrance song, that sucked. That had to be the worst live
performance. Well, a lot of it was sound, though. I mean, Joan Jett didn't sound great live. Miz and Morrison last night when they came out rapping, their mics were barely turned on. Like,
this was...
I didn't care about it. I thought it made her look like a bigger deal that they were willing to spend money on that. So I think I looked at that from the business part of it instead of the mark part of it. Right. Because, you're right. That wasn't Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit making, was it Taker's entrance? Somebody's entrance way cooler.
Yeah.
Nothing is that, Matt. We will never have that moment again.
I thought a star was born with Rhea Ripley. So the perfect stage for her to win the title. And, you know, Asuka, I hope they come up with something for her because this was her first title defense since October. They never, they just never put her on pay-per-view. So I hope.
You don't treat her really well, man. And I know they're a stacked women's division and all, but she is so damn believable and very good. I think she's so good.
Yeah.
This is good, though. This is freshens things up a little bit. I think with Charlotte not wrestling currently, with Becky not there, like, this is a chance to change things up a bit. And what they did this weekend is they really secured the future of the Raw and SmackDown women's division by building two new stars that are going to be at the top of the pyramid alongside the four horsewomen and Asuka. And that's something they haven't done for 5 years now. We've had the same top women for 4 or 5 years. We've had the same top women.
Let's be clear, though. Those same four women did revolutionize the women's division.
All credit to them.
We will never see, maybe I'm wrong, and I'm overhyping this maybe, but we'll never see that much air breathe into a division like what we saw when those four horsewomen did finally come on up.
Absolutely.
We have these amazing talents from NXT right now that are frigging insanely talented. But it won't, the women's division's already really good, is my point.
To your point, Matt, I was just thinking about this the other day. Even though Sasha, Bailey, Becky, and Charlotte, they were never a group on TV. The Four Horsewomen was never a group on TV. Right. I do feel like they should probably be inducted in the Hall of Fame together. Like, that should be as a group, even though they weren't a faction on TV. They should go in, and also their own individual Hall of Fame inductions. But that group should go in.
I mean, by the way, Bailey was funny as hell at the NWO. I popped huge. When she's like, call me brother at the end. She's so funny.
I could have sworn they were going to bring Becky out. That seemed like they were, we'll get to that.
I was thinking so too.
Real quick, Fernando Perez saying, lots of locals. Big E got a big pop from being from Tampa.
Yep.
Hulk Hogan was from Tampa and he got booed tonight, or and last night. Titus, obviously.
Great. Fantastic.
I got a fantastic ovation. Klopp talk saying, expected a monster to be behind the Fiend when the lights came on, and what a letdown. Also, John Cena isn't here. Was great from Bailey.
Bailey firing shots at the Bellas during her last segment, and the Bellas throwing her down the ring. So there you go.
And we'll get to that here in a second. But they were booed by doing that. Mike with the $4.99 super chat. And the Bellas, they're underrated. They're probably more people probably know who the Bellas are than almost anyone on this show, you know, that appeared tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, to me, they were still, and no offense, it's what the generation that they came into, where they were still doing the type of wrestling where the women were more sex objects before they were athletes and how they were being booked.
I'll tell you though, man, when I went to Evolution, the Bellas, it was probably great. Yeah, I mean, there was more Bellas merchandise on display there than Ronda, Becky, all combined. Like, they've still got a huge fan base.
They got booed, so say what you want.
Duncan saying, my bad, Raj, I missed that part, but Fiend got over again just to be killed again. They did burn him, bring him back as the Toxic Avenger, and then he just got beat again. Shake my damn head. But Matt, did you see your boy Bad Bunny last night?
Yes, he did great.
Yeah, Mark Bergman saying, ding dong, hello, first time, long time, first time live at one speed. Thanks for the pod. Thank you. And finally, Nathaniel Cook saying, does Big E dropping the IC belt make Big E the favorite to grab the Money in the Bank briefcase? Also, what the hell is WrestleMania Backlash? I think that's your comment earlier, Glenn.
Yeah, so they're calling Backlash this year WrestleMania Backlash, which takes place in 5 weeks on Peacock, which Raj Geary won't pay $5 a month for, even though he can write it off on his taxes.
No. I mean, I get the free version.
How are you watching any of this stuff?
Oh, no, I have it for free. I'm not paying the $5 to get the ad-free version.
Oh. I don't like Peacock.
I mean, Punky Brewster, I'm not going to be watching that. If there were other shows on there.
Saved by the Bell reboot was good.
I mean the WWE portion, you guys. When I first got it hooked up and I tried to go look for, like, the vault, all the stuff I like to watch from Nitro and stuff like that, I couldn't find any of it.
It's not the same. Jared Wilson saying, Graves and Cole said about a rest new season after a new season tonight. I can see a draft shakeup being announced soon. They've kind of moved the draft to October now because of Fox when the new season starts. But we'll
see. Do we care?
What's that?
I mean, like, the draft's never – who cares? They never hold these people on the real rosters. I don't know. I just never care about the draft. The draft's so meaningless.
But now that we're not doing Raw anymore, Matt, the draft now matters to you and I for Friday Night SmackDown.
You assholes.
Ooh. Okay, Glenn, I take that point. You're right.
Yeah, it's going to be all Baron Corbin versus Matt Riddle on Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah, because they're going to keep making SmackDown stronger.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck with Raw, 3 hours of it. Stephen March and Julie saying, Io and Asuka going for the tag titles before starting a singles program. Also let Cross be the man to take Roman down out of WrestleMania.
Ooh.
Too early to say.
I don't hate both of those and those predictions. Those are good. Okay.
Yeah. Sheet Black 299 sings Spaceman 584. No, Bailey is the. I don't know what that's referring. I don't want to know what that's referring to.
I don't. Yeah.
Let's just leave it alone. All right. Pete Evans $3 saying weren't Edge's shoulders down as well.
A lot of comments about that.
This is gonna be all people are talking about all week. John Cena's bald spot $10 saying WWE should bring back the King of the Ring tournament. Winner gets a shot at the title at SummerSlam and have Big E win it and face Roman. Just don't give him the King gimmick after he wins.
Right.
Yeah. King E would suck.
Yes, it would.
I mean,
He'd make it funny, but we don't need him to be funny anymore. Like we already know how charismatic he is. He needs to be a freaking killer.
Yeah.
Just for a little while.
That's not a main event gimmick. That's a mid card gimmick.
Yeah. I do not know how to pronounce it, so I apologize.
Sinapi Naito?
So yes, let's go with that. $9.99. Never will understand WWE fans who complain about NXT call-up booking yet or upset about Rhea beating Asuka tonight. This mania was full of moments, and I loved it. Thanks for working all week, guys.
I agree. I loved it, too.
It was good, man. It was really, really good.
I mean, just having fans back, that just that alone, it's that light at the end of the tunnel.
GN Buck 99 saying no Money in the Bank scheduled. I mean, I'm sure it'll be in June, maybe July.
Probably July, yeah.
Trex Productions saying Cesaro stole WrestleMania this year.
That was awesome, but I still think I had to pick one person, I'd pick Bianca.
Yeah. Gobi 27 pointing out Logan Paul's fighting Floyd Mayweather.
Really?
Who cares?
I'm just getting through the chats, Matt.
I'm yelling at the chat room, not you.
Yes.
That is actually pretty huge. It is. Mayweather. I mean,
I don't care.
That's going to be a million plus buys right there.
Well,
guess who ain't watching? Me.
King Rail $10 saying, racking my brain about Riddle. I think he needs a manager. He needs to stop talking and really play the lazy stoner. I think if that happens, we could possibly get behind him. He does have a lot of energy for someone that smokes copious amounts of weed.
Dude, if he could bring in Cheech for a little while or Chong, I might just change my opinion on Riddle.
You just need to stop talking. Just don't talk. Just go out to your matches, let the bell ring, and let your action do the talking because he's so good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see. And then Matthew Dunn saying, watch Broken Skull Sessions with Christopher Jericho. Great watch. What did you guys think? We haven't watched it.
We obviously haven't watched it. And if anybody puts any spoilers on here, Glenn, you do not read it. I don't give a crap. Okay. If they give like a $100 super chat.
It's actually been up. It's been up all day. I've watched about a half hour.
I have not.
It's good.
I wanted to watch it, but here we are.
Okay, let's talk about the main event.
I thought it was on after the show. They advertised. I didn't know.
Well, they advertise it, but it's actually been up all day.
Yeah, it's like the day.
Ugh. And why'd you tell me? I would have watched it.
The first 15 minutes, it's him talking about AEW. It's kind of surprising.
Okay, so we're going to save the rest of the Super Chats till we get done with the main event, which was Roman versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan. Roman coming out to the ring with Jey Uso and Paul Heyman. Of course, Jey interfered with the match. A chair was involved in the match. Great double submission spot on Roman. Talk about making Roman look strong, surviving submission finishers from both Edge and DB. But Roman ultimately turned this around to pin both men. So take that for your, Daniel Bryan's only in the match to eat the pin. Roman triumphs over all. And this was an incredible, normally I do not like extensively long matches. This held my interest from start to finish. There were no boring spots.
Yes, this is where three ways are fantastic if done right. You know what I mean? And Edge looked amazing. God, how great shape is he in right now? He looked so great physically, his facials. Everything he did in this match was perfect. I don't know. I'm very much so looking forward to seeing it move on. And I want to see Edge pull something more out of Roman because he's going to. He really will. He did it for Cena many, many years ago. And I know him enough to know he's going to want to do it with Roman and get Roman up. One more layer that we're still yet to see, which is scary because Roman has been crushing this heel character. I've loved it.
Yeah.
I thought this was awesome. I thought it was perfect. I thought the ending was perfect. Pinning both guys, I thought was just, you know, the cherry on the cake. It was awesome. Made Roman look like a megastar, and that's what they need. They need more megastars. They did that with Lashley last night, I thought. That was a surprise to me. It was Lashley winning last night.
How dominant he did, right? How dominant,
clean.
Right? Yeah. We need more of that. We need more of that.
Yeah.
Because now the person just wrote up on the ticker or in the questions earlier, super chat earlier, Raj, all these champions, like the big takeaway, Bobby and especially Roman, those are badass, dominant world champions that you can believe in.
Right.
And that's going to sell more tickets when you build the right baby face
right.
to want to see upend that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was so relieved that they didn't have Edge beat Daniel Bryan or Daniel Bryan beat Edge. When Roman loses the title, it should be a big deal. And the person who beats it should deserve it. He should have that momentum.
Yep.
Don't just do a cheap take the title off him for a little bit. You know. So I thought this was perfect.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
It was really, really good. I was very satisfied with this. I think we all knew Roman was winning, but they gave that win to us in an unpredictable way.
Yeah.
And it did seem like it could go any direction for a couple split seconds here and there. But
you could have made arguments for any of the three, really.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think that was the right call.
Yeah.
So let's get to some of these. I know we've got these stacked up. T-Rell, I don't know if I read this earlier. So I've been listening to you guys for years. I want to say thank you for everything you do for the wrestling community. Happy Mania weekend.
Thank you, man.
Congasaurus, Becky versus Rhea versus Charlotte. Or versus Rhea and Charlotte versus Bianca. I think that'd be great. I think they need to solidify these wins, right? I mean, like, Bianca and Rhea can't lose these titles at Backlash.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No,
no.
They need to get some distance. Antoine Fair... $5 thing just got in from the WrestleMania. Just got in from WrestleMania. I rewatched the ending of that Roman match. BS with those Roman sucks chants. There were boos, but nowhere near that loud. A lot more cheers.
Oh. I mean, you know, again.
I was hoping so, which I shouldn't, because we should want Roman to be booed so right. Vince doesn't get any stupid, crazy ideas. I knew it. Now let's go back to booking him as Superman and as the babyface again, because I was right. You know, I don't want any of that to happen.
Him getting booed means he's doing his job well.
Yes.
Because he's a heel.
If you guys want to support a heel, I've told you guys this a million times ad nauseum. Don't cheer the heel if that's your favorite wrestler. Boo the crap out of him. My wife did it to me, and she's my wife.
So when she's at the match and she's like, you don't know what it's like to live with this man.
The best. When I was in OVW, well, all of our wives go to the show, she would get Morgan Sucks chants going and everything.
That's awesome.
There's so much comedy to mine there on a night when we have more time, man. Ralph Rodriguez, $5, saying with every champion on Raw and SmackDown being a heel with the exception of Bianca, are going to have a run of badly booked faces until SummerSlam.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the last babyface you've seen them book well?
They don't know how to write for babyfaces. And I'll be honest, her stuff, even Bianca's stuff, yeah. You guys going to WrestleMania, some of her promos were weak. Not because of her, but because they wrote for what they wrote for her.
Oh, yeah.
Her win was amazing. She is amazing. The material they gave her is why she needed that win.
Right.
Because you can have a great story and lose and come out looking like $1 million. That was not a great story. She needed to win that match.
Like back in the day, how Vince always thought the baby faces should just be smiling and kissing babies and all that. And then they turned it around, and now he's kind of back to that. Like, all the baby faces are so bland, and they're just smiling and happy to be there. And they're no longer interesting. And they need to get back to what got The Rock hot and what got Stone Cold Steve Austin hot. You know, even Shawn Michaels, he wasn't, he had an edge to him back in the day.
Yeah.
Jackson Callens, $4.99, saying, I'm glad no surprise like Brock and Becky. Mania did fine without it, and said, can't spend any more dollars. Wife said, stop sending Glenn money. See you. I'm going to see Jackson Callens within a week. He's coming out to do some estimates and planning for some reno on my new place in Las Vegas. So looking forward to seeing you, Jackson, in a couple of days here. Terrence Whitted, $5, saying, what are your top three matches from this week of wrestling from any brands? Matt Morgan.
What other brands did I miss this week?
Well, I think NXT.
NXT, AEW.
This weekend?
Just this week.
This week.
Oh, boy. Bianca, Sasha, number one.
Yeah.
I really liked Lashley and Drew, honestly. I really liked that finish. I was nervous that Bobby was going to drop the title. So because he didn't, that really shot it up for me. And you're thinking this is crazy, but I really liked Sami Zayn. Sami's match tonight. I did.
I was going to say, I really like Karrion Kross and Finn Balor. I thought that was kind of underrated.
Walter.
Walter and Ciampa.
Yes, that's my third.
There you go. Chris Pantaleo saying, instead of a Raw review, do Mystery Science Theater 3000 making fun of Raw. We'd still have to watch Raw to do that, Chris. That's the problem. Selena Herr, $2.99, saying night one was better, no doubt. The second half of tonight was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the first hour of tonight was what it was. But the rest of the show I thought was really good.
Yep.
Sheed Black, $3.99, saying, how long are we going to stream tonight? I mean, probably as long as we need to. As long as we need to. George Devine, $10, with rumors of Bo playing the Fiend lately. When the lights went out after the match, I was afraid that the Burnt Fiend would be behind the current Fiend and they'd book a Fiend versus Fake Fiend feud. The fantasy booking people have.
The Undertaker versus the Undertaker back in the day.
So much better fantasy booking than what we actually get. Anything I think would have been better than what we got tonight. That was really rough.
There was an Indian movie and they had wrestlers in it. Like Crush was in it and they had the fake Undertaker and they introduced him as the Undertaker and he would kill people. Like his finisher, he'd do the tombstone and then kill people. But it was the fake Undertaker that they used in that movie. So I don't know.
Brian Lee?
Yeah, it was Brian Lee.
Huh.
There's a movie?
An Indian movie.
Huh. Yeah. WWF had nothing to do with it?
I mean, they had to have given the approval because he's in the full Undertaker garb. He's introduced as the Undertaker. If you do a search on YouTube, do Undertaker Indian movie, you'll see it. It's pretty
good. English subtitles?
Yeah. And they're saying it in English. I think it was filmed in Canada.
I got to see this. Yeah. I'll look this up, actually.
It's like one of the top actors that's fighting with him. Yeah, it's to this day, he's one of the top actors.
Oh.
Cool. Yeah. Mike Morgan, no relation to Matt Morgan, $5, saying, when Jay got taken out, was anyone expecting Jimmy Uso to come in at the end for the save? Would have been a nice spot for him to return.
When Jay Uso first came in at the end, I thought that was Jimmy Uso, and then I realized it wasn't.
I should have, but I didn't think that.
Goby 27 asking, could this be Brian's last Mania?
If he wants it to be, I don't know.
He keeps talking like it, but he's still in WWE years. He's young.
Yeah.
Yes, he's great.
Yeah.
She'd Black 499 saying, drinking Don Julio in 1942, the best part was the double crippler crossface in the main event.
That was awesome.
Yeah. That was cool. Jared Wilson 999 saying, Meltzer, the past 2 days on Twitter, all he did was complain and criticize, almost like he wanted WWE to fail this weekend, especially with the weather. He came off as bitter and should have taken a day off.
I believe that, right? Isn't he like worse putting over AEW than I am, being a homer?
Oh, it's true.
I will say this, man. I said this on Twitter before. WWE, they had the best luck with this weather stuff. Yesterday, they had a delay for 30 minutes, but outside of that, they pulled it off.
Yeah.
How great was that, though, yesterday, all those live promos on the fly?
Oh, they were awesome. I mean, it shows. Like, these guys can cut promos if...
if you let them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that made it better yesterday.
Listen, Drew and Bobby, that was live, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember yesterday's? Drew and Bobby's backstage promo was so good. I really like the touch, and this is on the fly, mm-hmm. where Drew positioned the microphone, the interviewer, and saying, no, you stand over here. I'm not turning my back to these guys. I don't trust them. Like,
right.
Like that. That's so smart. That's realistic. Right. That's what you would really do. If you're worried about Bobby and MVP coming and jumping you and things of the nature, like that was so perfect and it makes it all the more real. And it was just a little wrinkle and he did it on the fly. That's the point.
Yeah. King Rail, $10 saying, I think Randy versus Bobby could be a great match at SummerSlam. Randy knows how to tell a story program wise. I think he make Bobby look like a real megastar or they should go champ versus champ. I mean, Randy tonight, by the way, was, I think even in winning against the Fiend, he was hurt. With how scared he looked during that match, like I don't think anyone looked good in that opening match tonight. Randy needs a little bit of rehabilitation.
Randy's one of those guys, though. He's a superstar. He could put him in that title picture anytime. He could have 8 losses in a row, and you could still throw him. Yes, in there.
And it's still believable.
Right.
I just hope that he'd be motivated by it, and if he's motivated, you know, it'll be a lights out angle, I would imagine.
But I could totally see that. Lashley and Orton for sure. Yeah.
He's got to put Bobby over, though.
Yeah.
Eddie Omang 499 saying, I told you all Friday, I think we need a draft soon. Shake things up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It shakes it up for a week or two, and then you're kind of at the same level.
Yeah.
It's still the same matches repeated over, especially on Raw. They just do the same stuff over and over and over again.
I didn't see. Did Randy make fun of the handfall? Oh,
yeah. Mandy Rose slipped yesterday, so Randy Orton, he did something where he just played off of that when he was walking down the ramp.
Michael Slazar's $3 at Alexa turned into Sister Abigail. Still holding out hope for that, huh?
I want Alexa to go back to being Alexa. Just get out of this thing.
Or use her powers to do something more interesting.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Powers. How did she get powers all of a sudden?
I don't know. Radioactive spider? I mean, isn't that how it normally happens? What else do we got? Jackson, your wife said stop.
Jackson, you're gonna get
Khan crapped on WWE for delaying on Twitter with his brilliant past idea last night. I said crap to spend more money to tell the wife.
Yeah, Tony Khan was talking about how he, when they had a rained out show, what he did. And a lot of people took it at, like he was taking a shot at how WWE.
What'd he do?
He put I think he said he put like carpets down around the ring or something. It was something like that. It was one of those things that it seemed like a thinly veiled shot, but whatever.
Yeah. What else do we got, Raj, on the super chats? I lost where I'm at.
Let's see. John Cena's Bald Spot. Another super chat from John Cena's Bald Spot saying, I like the moment when Braun ripped the cage last night. That's this type of stuff they need to do with him. Yeah. Not stupid train sounds. They didn't do any train sounds last night, right?
I didn't hear any.
He should have come in on a train. But not like a big train, like the Silver
Spoons. Like Silver Spoons.
Yes, exactly. Us three get that. Our audience doesn't get that.
We're 5 years away from our viewership not mattering anymore, so. Antoine Fair is saying, let's talk about the booze. Hogan, the racist guy. Yeah, I loved it. And
you could hear it on the live audio.
Oh yeah, it was loud. I was surprised because it's Hogan's hometown. Yeah. Elon Brown saying, Matt, who on the main roster would you like to have a one-off match with? And also, should they repackage Bray again, but this time it's IRS Junior?
I don't know about the second part there. No, but
his dad is Mike Rotunda.
Yeah, I know. I know. Thank you. Thanks, Raj. a one-off. I don't know. Walter, Karrion Kross. Yeah.
AJ? I mean, you've wrestled AJ before.
Yeah, but it'll have to be somebody I haven't, I guess.
Ricochet?
You know? Ooh. Okay.
I feel like you with someone smaller, that would be like a cool dynamic.
Yeah. It's always better matches for me, for sure. Yeah.
Amin Jassim, $5, saying, as a stupid person myself, I appreciated Braun Strowman doing it for me. Thanks, Braun.
Oh, God.
It's such a terrible angle. It's such a terrible angle.
It's a good idea, okay? It is a good idea, but Braun and how he delivers it, right? Like after a match. Turns his back to the hard camera, and you have to really listen to even hear it. He's like, to anyone that's ever been bullied, this was for you. And it's like, I don't know how that's possible not to make, like, wow, that's awesome. Good for you, WWE, for doing that. But yet, that's not the reaction they're getting from this at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's and plus, who's picking on Braun? Okay, maybe when he was a kid, but he's saying his whole life. It's like, really? Someone's smacking you around?
They should have done 90s VHS flashbacks to young Braun. And he's like, hey, guys, I know I'm strong. I know I'm small now, but I've been drinking milk. And one day at WrestleMania, I'm going to beat up Shane McMahon. And then you'll all be sorry.
But that bump Shane took was insane. What the hell? Holy crap.
That match over-delivered.
God dang. That bump, though? Like, you could not pay me for that to take that bump.
Flat back bump from the top of the cage?
No way.
Justin Lopez is asking, what's your favorite entrance was this weekend? I thought Rhea was effing badass and screamed superstar.
Yeah. It did. What'd you guys think? Which ones did you like?
I really liked Bray's, actually, which is Bray's why the match was so disappointing.
Okay.
Like, it was different. It was good. I thought Sasha's was simple, but really, really, I mean, again, she looked like just a superstar. She was like the biggest star in all of wrestling.
I liked Edge's.
Yeah, Edge was good.
Edge was cool.
I liked his energy. You know, he was pretty, you could tell how psyched he was.
He had his new gear and everything. It just looked fresh.
Yeah. His gear looked great. Yeah.
Bad Bunny had a good entrance. There were a lot of good moments.
Ms. Morrison with all the bunnies in the ring.
Not so much.
My daughter, God bless her, she said, oh, what if The Rock is under one of those bunny outfits?
And you just go, sweetie, don't be a mark.
I was about to explain all the reasons why it's a bad idea, but I said, oh, that's a great idea. That would be crazy. finally, Jay has M saying, would love to see Roman and Brock team up this year. That would be box office.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would. Two-man power trip.
That would.
Yeah.
And good ideas in some of these fans. Some of these fans have some really good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just crazy, man. I mean, it's like, this is our Super Bowl weekend, right? Like, this is the biggest thing that happens in wrestling all year. Got our biggest live audience of the year. It was good. I mean, yeah, there's some stuff that we could nitpick, but for the most part, this was a good WrestleMania. I think last year they pulled off, you know, a miracle given the circumstances. It was very entertaining. Yes. I think tonight they had some really good stuff. Last night was a better show. But all in all, it shows that WWE, given the crap fest that Monday Night Raw can often be, that they've still got it when they can do it on the grandest stage of them all. They can really pull it off when they need to.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with every decision they made. Every decision on who won and lost, I agreed with.
I loved it.
That doesn't happen usually for me.
Yeah. It all made sense to me. I loved it. It was fun being a wrestling fan again this weekend. Fans being back, you know, like I can't watch last year's WrestleMania. I can watch the Firefly Funhouse, and I could watch the Undertaker, you know, match, but I can't watch the PC stuff. Like same it's here. Just depressing to me, and so this felt just good.
Yep.
That was cool. Jackson Callens wants to know, Matt, how did you feel in the ring again yesterday?
I'm sure I'll be sore tomorrow, but so far today, good. I was back in the gym, so, I mean, I don't know. I had fun, a lot of fun.
My first injury last week from golf. First ever injury I've ever had.
What'd you do? Is your rib cage or something, your abs?
I pulled a muscle, and my whole upper thigh is just this giant bruise.
So. What's it from? Is it from like your coil from swing, like how you swing it?
Yeah, I think I swung too hard just incorrectly. But
did you go down?
Well, so I no-sold it at first, and then the second shot, I fell. And then, you know, everyone was like, damn.
But, yeah, you don't see that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be aged.
What's that?
What are you doing for it?
I've been icing it. Now I'm not doing anything. It's getting better. So.
How was it? You got your second shot, right, Rush?
I did.
How was it?
It was brutal the first day. I was in bed like the whole day. It was Moderna, and I guess the side effects with Moderna can be tougher. But I could not, and I never get sick. I never, you know. I never spend the day in bed, but I spent that day in bed. But after that, I feel completely fine.
No, I got my second Pfizer last Wednesday. I was really tired for about a day.
Yeah.
And I had a little headache, but some Tylenol just clear it up. But we're at that age now where we can injure ourselves sleeping. We're getting older. We're more susceptible to everything. So, Matt, props to you for going out in the ring and wrestling and doing all this. Because if Raj is injuring himself on the GD golf course, you know, you get back in the ring. It's hardcore.
Yours is way cooler.
Sheed Black wants to know, do we see Brock coming back? Is there any inside scoop or word behind the scenes on that, Raj?
Oh, Brock can come back whenever he wants to come back.
I'm sure. I'll answer that. Hell yes. I guarantee you he comes back with Bobby Lashley as champion.
Oh.
I could see him waiting until fans are back. I mean, he's got all the money in the world. He doesn't need to come back unless it's fun for him. So
right. Yeah, hopefully Bobby will hold the title for these next 2 to 3 months.
Yep.
That'll pique his interest.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. So Zookanigma saying, did anyone notice the Fiend's nose job? The mask was different tonight, right?
Notice that.
I didn't notice that, no.
It did look a little more sinister, more shark-like almost.
Yeah.
Brian Cyrus, $20, saying when Braun and Shane were on top of the cage, I was afraid he was going to throw him off the top through the announce table to inflict more damage, give Shane the win so they could continue to play off the stupid thing.
Oh, huh. Hang on. It's a terrible premise to begin with that there's doing this stupid storyline that they're calling, you know,
but, literally,
but that would just continue it. Unfortunately, right. I don't want that.
Yeah, that thankfully that seemed to be the end.
Yeah.
Nightmare Knee saying, I totally agree with you, Matt, but I'm tired of Jey Uso at the moment. Wow. Tired of Jey.
It's getting a little redundant with the interference. I can see that.
Wrestling 1090, Matt, when you get a moment, says, as a big man, what did you think of Omos in his debut last night?
Awesome. Did exactly what he needed to do. I'm interested. Now they have the tag titles because they're going to continue to tell the story between AJ and him and Omos. So people are going to get pissy about that because it's going to hurt the tag team purists. They're going to say, you know, the tag team division suffering. Well, because that's what this is. This is not them to light the tag team scene on fire. This is to get Omos over. And there's going to be the storyline is going to be all about AJ and Omos. You know, if that makes sense, hopefully everyone understands what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just like when Shawn Michaels and Diesel won it and so on and so forth. It's about the bigger picture, which is getting Omos to be a world champion one day. And that's what they should be thinking.
It's not like the tag division's hot right now and they're bringing that to a
halt. It's garbage.
Right.
It's
horrible. So at least use it to build a new star. And they're doing that. AJ's involved. I think it's great.
Yes. I think Omos did well. Very, very well.
Yeah.
Michael Sachs Jr., $2, saying he turned his ankle the first time ever hooping, which sucks. Yeah. Wolf Winter, $5, saying could taking out Apollo and Babatunde Dabakato, or whatever his new name is, be the way to reintroduce Aleister Black?
Wait, what? You can't be serious. This guy just got introduced again tonight on television.
Yeah. They're not going to take him out already.
Jared Wilson, $1.99, say congrats to AJ Styles, now a Grand Slam champion. And some people in the chat are saying he's Grand Slam for both TNA and WWE.
Oh, wow.
At first.
Yeah.
Social Justice Fails, $5, is saying Lawler's stupid jokes about Braun were actually cracking me up. It was interesting, the guest commentary. We had a lot of guest commentary in Mania this year.
Yeah. JBL, Lawler.
Anything else, Raj? I feel like it's a hot night. We got a hot crowd.
It's a hot night. We did exclusively report on Wrestling Inc. This past weekend that Adnan Virk will be taking over play-by-play commentary on Raw. He will be replacing Tom Phillips. And Tom Phillips was not on WrestleMania last night or tonight because of COVID protocols, another Wrestling Inc. exclusive. Yeah, they're changing up the commentary team. So it looks like, I'm not sure what's happening with Samoa Joe, but it's going to be Adnan Virk. And
who's he?
He worked on The Score in Canada. He was with ESPN for a while.
Who would he ever beat?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Who would he ever beat? I never heard of this guy.
That's critique of everyone.
Yeah, they're they're changing the commentary teams this week.
Okay. There you go. Oh, speaking of which, last night, I think my favorite moment of, and I love that Bianca Sasha match, but when Sasha went to Michael Cole and said, "Cole, what time is it?
What time is it?"
And he said, "It's boss time." That was probably my favorite moment of this entire weekend. Sasha's so great.
She's a superstar.
I could see her doing more stuff out of WWE if she wants to take time off. I mean, they could go so many different ways.
You could tell she did everything she could to make Bianca a star in that match, and it worked.
Yeah. And Brian Cyrus, $5, saying Sasha looked great last night with her hair matching her ring gear. Best look of the weekend. I think that's part of it, man. Like, you can't, if you're a casual who tuned in because of Bad Bunny and then you watch that main event, I don't know how you could watch that main event last night after the Bad Bunny Miz match and not be into what the WWE women's division is doing. Like, both Bianca and Sasha looked so incredible last night.
I there was the debate on what should go on last, and then once you watched how it played out, there was like no doubt that that should have went on last, you know, with Bianca and Sasha.
It's great, man. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens this week. Tomorrow night, I will not be doing the Monday Night Raw podcast. It's going to be Raj. And who's your lineup tomorrow night, Raj?
Jack Farmer and Dan St. Germain.
Oh, Dan St. Germain from Wrestle Roasts. I've been binging that. It is a very funny podcast.
Yeah.
He's a very funny man. Matt Dunn, £5, saying, Raw after WrestleMania is going to suck with no fans tonight. And last night is the first time I watched live. You keep me updated, so keep up the good work. Well, there you go. Yeah, no Raw after Mania tomorrow night.
Yeah. and some people are asking about Samoa Joe. Maybe he's going to SmackDown because I think Corey Graves is coming to Raw, but we'll see.
Joe's done a tremendous job on commentary. They better keep
absolutely.
It.
Yeah.
So good.
And then this last one, and let's take it home. This last super chat. It is Mike Morgan saying, feel like Sasha is easily the biggest star in WWE behind Roman.
Okay. I think she's bigger than Roman right now.
Mm.
No.
You know, do you don't think to casual viewers, I'm talking people that don't watch week in and week out.
I see the bigger star is the person that people will pay the most money when fans come back.
Okay.
And I just think that's Roman's box office.
Well, hey, they're both on the same show, so that's good. But
so SmackDown's much more fun to cover.
Right.
No, absolutely. Well, there we go, guys. Happy WrestleMania weekend. It has been great hanging out with you both tonight. Matt Morgan and I are going to be back Friday, but this Tuesday night, Raj, the start of Wrestling Inc. NXT Tuesdays, myself and Issa, and if we confirm the third co-host?
Oh, yeah, Alfred
Conway. Awesome. Love Alfred.
Oh, that'll be a really good podcast.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a really good time.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday starting this week. Night off on Thursday.
There you go. So on that note, he's at Rajgiri _303. He's at BP Matt Morgan. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Give us all a follow. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Hit that like button. Leave us a rating and review. And we'll catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care, everyone. Good night.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.